The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone, and I'm warmed by your greetings on the chat. Thank you. So today, this week, we're doing the final of the exercises of the Satipatthana Sutta, the discourse on establishing awareness, ways of establishing awareness. And the last exercise is one of the most famous of the teachings of the Buddha, the Noble Truths, the Four Noble Truths, Four Truths. So for the meditation today, the entry point to the Four Noble Truths, the really deep one, of course, is our suffering. And I'll talk more about that later. But the way to experience suffering, the way to experience life, the way to experience is to be able to observe it and observe its changing nature. Not to hold on to anything, not to get fixated in our mind with thoughts, ideas, judgments, fears about how things are, but to be able to be quiet and still, observing the changing nature of phenomena. And for those of us who meditate, doing especially sitting meditation or any kind of meditation where we're stationary, it's possible to use the stillness that's here to highlight the change. In fact, that's one of the values of sitting quietly, is that we establish some modicum of stillness, and then we see what is not still. For someone maybe who is led a busy life, caught up in activities, that they might be surprised to sit down and be still to realize how much agitation there is in their mind and their hearts and their body, how much of spinning and momentum there is going on and on and on. And then as we get quieter, as things settle down, we're moving towards greater stillness. Not frozen, not holding ourselves still, but the kind of delightful stillness of when the wind quiets down, or the waves on the ocean or the lake become still and quiet, and you can see into the bottom of the lake. So this delightful stillness, soft, gentle, malleable, pliable, that highlights things. It's kind of like the fog has cleared and now we can see clearly. And the more still our system becomes, the more we can observe that things are changing in more and more subtle ways. Eventually we become aware of how thinking changes all the time. Our preoccupation with our thoughts or ideas might mask that actually thoughts come and go. They're a dime a dozen, maybe even cheaper. That, a dime a million. They come on and on and on. But in the moment, each one might seem important, but they're just another one in the endless cycle of thoughts that come and they go. And at some point, we've gotten still enough and observed thinking enough that we're no longer caught in its grip, no longer seduced by its authority, like this thought so important. And there can be a disengagement, maybe even a disenchantment with this endless cycles of thinking. And we're finally willing to step back, settle back into that still place where we just see the thoughts are changing all the time. And we find a refuge in that awareness which is not caught in thought, which is not involved in discursive thinking. So to settle back, be still, to highlight what is changing. So begin by assuming a posture, meditation posture, that allows you to keep your body somewhat still. Stiller, quieter than how you usually are in activity of life. Some of us, our eyes are very active, looking, searching. And to let your eyes rest by lowering them 45 degrees to the floor. So the eyes begin to be quiet, still, not looking at anything in particular, loose, open focus. And then to gently close your eyes if that's comfortable. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And exhale deeply into the stillness of the body. Maybe a stillness that feels deep within. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And with whatever degree of stillness of the body you have, a global awareness of your body, notice if there's any tensions in your body, tightness, contracted muscles. And if there is, as you exhale, relax and let go. Letting go into the stillness of the body. The stillness that maybe feels soft. And appreciating whatever degree of stillness there is in your body. Remembering that the stillness will highlight movement. Not to worry about the movements of your body, but to appreciate the way movement and stillness can highlight each other. And one of those movements is the movement of breathing in the body. As you exhale, gently quiet your mind. Let your mind move to a stillness. Becoming stiller. If it is comfortable to do so, see if you can breathe in a restful way. Maybe you find that by resting for an instant at the end of the exhale, and allowing a restful inhale to begin. some forms of stillness involves holding on tight, clenching, tightening, resisting. If there is such a stillness in you, let that be massaged by what is moving and changing, maybe with the breathing. The movements of the body as it breathes, massages, clinging, holding on, tightness. As you move to a deeper, soft, comfortable stillness. In meditation, one of the things that begins to stand out and highlight is where we're stuck, where awareness, thinking is stuck on things, where we're attached, holding on, resisting. And it's a kind of stillness which is debilitating, which is draining. To see that more clearly, the holding on, is part of the function of meditation. It's not a mistake, but it allows us to then breathe with it, to observe it from a quiet place until we see that even the ways we hold on and freeze are part of the changing world. And we relax and just let everything change. Let everything flow by, flow through us. Settling back in the knowing that all things change sooner or later. Observing, watching, being in the place that knows change, the stillness. And then we come to the end of the sitting. And we know that there are many kinds of love. Some loves are agitated with desire and wanting, longing. And some loves are content, settled, at ease, a gentle warmth that needs nothing. But cares for everything. A warmth, a tenderness, a gentleness. A kindness that maybe is associated with that place within, which is delightfully still, quiet. Place that is free of wanting and aversion, a contented love or care or kindness, it's very simple. Ideally, we would realize it's ordinary. But more often, the active love, the wanting love, the doing love, eclipses this quieter, softer, and sometimes powerful kind of love that flows from stillness. May it be that our ability to become quiet and still, calm and settled, our ability to see more clearly, may all this support our ability to gaze upon the world kindly, caringly, inspired that our practice motivates us to live and act for the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.